We honor God with our worship. We come and sing praise. We pray. We listen as He speaks to us in His Word. And that is the way we worship. But one way Israel was to honor God was to give Him the required offerings, the sacrifices that were set out and set apart, the bringing of the first fruits of their harvest and of their flock. And they were to bring their offerings at the right time. That's what the text we look at in the book of Exodus this morning tells us. They weren't to hold back, or literally to delay, their first fruits, either from the field or from the barn, or even from their sons. Now, God was not requiring child sacrifice. That was practiced by many of the nations of the ancient world, and particularly the nations that lived in the promised land before Israel came. But rather, God required that they devote, or literally set apart, the firstborn male and set him apart to God for His service. A redemption price was brought. The child was brought to the tabernacle or to the temple, and a price of 5 shekels of silver was paid. And the firstborn of the herds and the flocks were also to be brought. They, though, were to be sacrificed. They are holy, we read. And as God passed over the Hebrews during that final plague in Egypt, the death of the firstborn, sparing Israel because they were under the blood. So the Hebrews were to pass over, literally, their firstborn to God. They belonged to Him. They had been redeemed by Him. The next section we read is about giving a false report. In other words, violating the 9th commandment. Whether we do so privately or publicly in a court of law, it's a lie and it is sin. Truth and justice, we know from our own experience and from observing the world around us, can only prevail when testimony and judgment are based on truth, when they are impartial. We should not pervert justice, either by lying ourselves or allowing others to lie. We are not to side with an evil majority just because everyone else is. People who love God's word will always be in the minority. And we're not to follow the crowd that is bent on doing evil, committing injustice. Unprejudice, that's the word that ought to characterize justice. It ought to apply to all people equally, even the needy and the sojourner. What is required is compassion and mercy, certainly. But truth always must be the ultimate goal. God had redeemed Israel out of Egypt, and so they were to redeem their firstborn. It was a continuing physical sign of what God had done. It was a sign of God's mercy. And those things pointed ahead to the fact that we as believers are saved by the blood of Christ. God passes over us because Christ's blood has been shed in our behalf. God's firstborn son has been sacrificed that we might live. His redemptive work is that of a substitute. His precious blood as that of a lamb unblemished and spotless has been shed for our sins. Later we will celebrate together the Lord's Supper, another physical sign, a reminder of what Christ has done for us on the cross. Hear now these words from Exodus chapter 22. The words of God. You shall not delay to offer from the fullness of your harvest and from the outflow of your presses. The firstborn of your sons you shall give to me. You shall do the same with your oxen and with your sheep. 7 days it shall be with its mother. On the 8th day you shall give it to me. You shall be consecrated to me. Therefore you shall not eat any flesh that is torn by beasts in the field. You shall throw it to the dogs. You shall not spread a false report. You shall not join hands with a wicked man to be a malicious witness. You shall not fall in with the many to do evil. Nor shall you bear witness in a lawsuit siding with the many so as to pervert justice. Nor shall you be partial to a poor man in his lawsuit. If you meet your enemy's ox or his donkey going astray, you shall bring it back to him. If you see the donkey of one who hates you lying down under its burden, you shall refrain from leaving him with it. You shall rescue it with him. You shall not pervert the justice due to your poor in his lawsuit. Keep far from a false charge, and do not kill the innocent and righteous, for I will not acquit the wicked. And you shall take no bribe, for a bribe binds the clear-sighted and subverts the cause of those who are in the right. You shall not oppress a sojourner. You know the heart of a sojourner, for you too were sojourners in the land of Egypt. Thus far, the reading of God's word.